The USS Cole, the guided missile destroyer damaged 18 months ago in a terrorist attack, goes back into service tomorrow. 17 sailors were killed and almost 40 injured when terrorists detonated a small boat loaded with explosives alongside the Cole as it was moored in the port of Aden in Yemen. The explosion tore a huge hole in the Cole's side. Repairs costing $250 million were completed in a Pascagoula, Mississippi shipyard by workers like David Menken. Mr. Menken is an electronic technician with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 733. He joins us by phone from Goshen, Mississippi. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Menken.
Sure, anytime.
Sounds like you had a big job.
It was a very big job.
What was it like? What did you do?
I was basically redoing the electrical wiring and lighting systems and electronic systems, some of them, you know, just to repair it and make sure that all the circuits worked right.
When they pulled the coal back into the shipyard, did you really think that this ship was worth repairing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Despite all the damage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty extensive damage, but it looks just like a brand new ship right now. And I think it was worth it just for morale purposes, maybe, or something like that, you know, to show the world that we, you know, we're not down and out and type thing like that.
Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a message to terrorists,
right,
that this wasn't going to keep the United States down?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that.
You helped build the coal back in the 1990s.
Yes, sir.
It must have especially affected you when it was damaged in the explosion and all those sailors lost their lives.
Oh yeah, you know, when we were first building it, you know, it was basically just like another ship. But then when it did get damaged and stuff, you could feel, you know, that you had been on that spot, and it was emotional, you know, quite emotional that you realized that you were in the same spots where the men were killed and hurt, and it was quite an emotional feeling.
And what was it like to be able to participate in the repairs then?
That was another quite a feeling, you know, because you could almost feel, I guess maybe it's your mind playing on it or something like that, you know, you could almost feel that souls or something like that, what do you want to say, were there yet. And we've had a couple of people tell that they actually heard footsteps and things like that, but it was quite a sobering experience.
What's it like now to send this ship off again?
It's going to be a real good feeling, and there's going to be a lot of people down in Pascagoula on the beach watching it go out in celebration and stuff like that, knowing that we've accomplished quite a feat.
Well, thanks very much.
Well, sure.
David Menken helped return the USS Cole to service. He spoke to us from Goshen, Mississippi.